USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's latest international tweet feud is with the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. Rouhani issuing a warning to the U.S. on Sunday, saying the Trump administration's hostile policies to Iran could lead to the mother of all wars. Trump responds by telling him to never threaten the United States, or he says in all caps, you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivering a scathing speech on Iran's leadership on Sunday.
Mr. Pompeo delivered his remarks at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley in a speech titled Supporting Iranian Voices.
The level of corruption and wealth among Iranian leaders shows that Iran is run by something that resembles the mafia more than a government.
I'm John Clemens.
And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
A mass shooting north of the border, and Toronto police say it left the gunman dead as well as another person. It happened in the eastern Toronto neighborhood known as Greektown last night. That one person killed, 13 others still hospitalized. Police say they have not ruled out terrorism as the gunman's motive. The man suspected in a deadly shootout at a Trader Joe's in Los Angeles is jailed on suspicion of murder. LA police say 28-year-old Evan Atkins is the man who murdered the manager of the store in the Silver Lake neighborhood after holding about 40 people hostage for 3 hours on Saturday before finally giving up and coming out of the store. He's also accused of having earlier shot his grandmother. An Air Force fighter jet intercepted a plane that was flying in a no-fly zone near where President Trump was staying over the weekend. The small plane entering into that restricted airspace near the president's Bedminster, New Jersey golf resort. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A one-time campaign advisor to President Trump denying claims in FBI documents that claim he conspired with Russia. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Even as he became the subject of presidential tweets and Sunday interview broadcasts, ex-Trump campaign advisor Carter Page denied he knowingly helped Russia. He was on CNN's State of the Union.
No, I've never been an agent of the foreign power.
The FBI wiretapped him in 2016 on just that suspicion. Limited documents about the legality of that have just been released. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Face the Nation.
The Carter Page warrant is whether or not the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians. I haven't seen any evidence of it.
Democrats haven't either, but keep stressing the word yet as the Mueller investigation grinds on. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Mondelez Global, the company which owns Ritz Crackers, issuing a recall over possible salmonella contamination, announcing the voluntary recall for its products in the U.S., including Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. It impacts certain Ritz Crackers sandwiches and Ritz Bits products. And the actress best known for portraying Mrs. Dubcek on Third Rock from the Sun has died. Almarie Wendell passing away from an undisclosed illness at the age of 89. She had also turned up on shows like Seinfeld, Murphy Brown, and Empty Nest over the years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.